Resonant Truth presents Natural Time, Mayan Astrology for a Modern Age. I'm Lisa Starr. I was raised in the faith of the Mayan sacred calendars. These ancient cycles have been resurrected for a modern audience and called Natural Time, in part because our year of uneven month lengths is, by comparison, really unnatural. I am not here to lead any kind of revolt against the Gregorian calendar, but I do want to bring the Mayan alternative to light, and I want you to know about Mayan astrology, where the passage of time and your birthday within it has deep mystical and magical significance according to indigenous spirituality. I am passionate, I am transparent, and I am emotionally available, if not volatile. And that's because I'm a blue overtone storm. You can find out what you are at resonanttruth.com. Today on the Zolk'in count is called White Crystal Wind, and it is the 12th day of the Blue Monkey Wave Spell, and it is the overtone moon, day 16. I'm going to jump all over around because that's very blue monkey, and today is the day within the Blue Monkey Way Spell where we all talk about what has happened for us in the Blue Monkey time. So I definitely will, but I'd like to do the kind of playful thing where I just name as many things as I can think of that are interesting before we get deeper into Blue Monkey or the overtone moon. So the first thing that I recognized is that yesterday was our first day outside of the mystic column. Yesterday was Red Spectral Dragon, and so we were launched back to the top of the column. The Red Dragon is always the first day of the column, Yellow Sun is always the final day, and rather than like some kind of weird serpentine movement up and down, we always drop down like a waterfall through the column and then are magically bounced back to the top. And so we went back to the top yesterday, and we're no longer in this idea of one long portal extended 20-day experience and exposure to the channel between heaven and earth, sky and earth. And I noticed that things felt on Red Spectral Dragon just like a little bit more like I'd arrived. I made it through the long portal run and come to a new realization. An evolution had happened, and that it felt like it was going to become kind of physicalized or embodied in my life rather than an idea or an emotion or a panic state or a confusion, sort of to fall through. Maybe like Alice when she fell down the rabbit hole, just this idea of not really having a sense of where we are to land, and then landing once the extended portal run, or let's call it an open channel that feels like an extended portal. Let's call it that. It's pretty long. Why don't we call it the mystic column? And that's what that was, and we just did it, and we won't really have to talk about it for a while. It's best to stay in present time, in natural time. So let's see, other things that have happened, will happen. I guess there really isn't that much going on besides that emergence from the mystic column. There is, of course, the Blue Monkey Way Spell that is really in its finishing state or its resolution today. And there was some great dialogue on Instagram about this. I thought it was pretty great. I love this idea of someone presenting their interpretation as a counterpoint or a dovetailing of anything I would ever say here. And I think it's unfortunate that it has to be on a format like Instagram, which is owned by Facebook. And I object. I object to all of that going on social media stuff. I use it, of course, but minimally. And so, you know, I wish there was a better forum or format for anyone who wants to jump in and offer their own experience or insights to the wave spells as they're arriving, unfolding, arising. You can do it on Instagram. Please do feel invited. And you can also write me an email, because then suddenly I have another interpretation to help me in my own self-awareness. And I needed that in the Blue Monkey wave spell. It was very confusing, but not super charged intellectual challenge, just more like a little spacey. I know for myself that it really is exposure to being like a child, and so there's going to be less adult perspective for a while. I also really liked, as was described in the Instagram feed there, that I and another are kind of in the metaphor, which is completely appropriate, of the magician and acts of magic. And mine was more of watching the magic, waiting for, its grand finale, and having that arrive and be that it was just all a sleight of hand, that it wasn't real magic. It was somebody's, mechanized magic. And so it was like the illusion was shown to me as something not awe-inspiring or enchanted after all. That was where I arrived on Yellow Planetary Sun. And I want to tie that back to the Mystic column because, like I said, we were in this channel of extended opening doors, or one grand doorway, passageway that we had to go through between our own perceived realities. And again, I really strongly believe in psycho-spiritual growth as the journey between realities. So you can have like a self-image or a behavior mechanism at the beginning of the Mystic column, and at the end, you finally have made this grand adjustment so you don't feel called to act the same way because your own human behavior has evolved. Like, that is essentially what I use natural time to substantiate. I'm very interested in how any of us can change patterns and get through doorways of our own soul, body, amalgam, become bigger or wider or more open, shed things that are inhibiting or sort of condemn us in some way, constrain us. So I had that experience in the Blue Monkey wave spell of saying, I said it to somebody, I was kind of looking for help. I'm like, I just don't understand what's happening. I need someone to explain it to me like I'm a child. Wasn't really thinking about Blue Monkey, but it was so right in the epicenter of the sentiment. I don't know what's going on. Would some adult please give me an interpretation that I can digest? And so I was given that. And it was really helpful because then by the time I got to the planetary day, the last day in the Mystic column, and the highest peak of the Blue Monkey wave spell, I was suddenly given enlightenment. I was given the insight of the sun itself being in the yellow sun moment, or we could say, because the mask that is represented in the hieroglyph of yellow sun also means the priest or priestess who wore the sun as their costume and was endowed with great powers, resources, and a quality of light as a priest or priestess. I'm pretty sure it was a priest in the Mayan times, but we can make it genderless now. So you, the priest or priestess, suddenly had great insight. And maybe that's the journey, if we think of Blue Monkey as a return to childhood, is somehow we get to the peak of the wave and we start to get pure adult insight, meaning instead of an adult morality or an adult logic, things that feel kind of like shuttering down the open mind and taking away our imagination, instead of that being the peak of our childhood inspired wave spell moment, instead we grow up into receiving you know, enlightenment. And that's a very ideal way to grow up, is that you have your childhood imagination, child level perception. It's pretty innocent or expansive. There's a lot of dependence that you have on others, but there are others who do kind of provide that sheltering. And then one day, or like over a series of days and years, we recognize like the much bigger picture, the greatest picture of all, that there is a source of light, and we receive it. You know, we suddenly understand on our, like with our own mental and spiritual musculature, that we've grown up to have a relationship ourselves with divinity or that quality of enlightenment. So, I don't know. I'm just extrapolating from what my experience was. And I think one of the things I wanted to say, just sort of adjunct, is that it was really interesting to be somewhere where it hasn't rained in, I don't know, 260 days. I mean, a long time in gestation. And it did rain on Blue Storm. And then it was sunny on Yellow Planetary Sun. So Thursday Thanksgiving was Blue Solar Storm, raining, and then having everything be a little sun-drenched on Yellow Planetary Sun. I like it when that happens. We could just reflect on the Blue Solar Storm Day as an odyssey into the Thanksgiving experience. I mean, I felt really fortunate because I was having a Blue Solar Storm experience that was based on weather. So I didn't have to have all my storm front be like a human dynamic, a family of origin kind of upheaval. But if you were somewhere where you weren't really in a storm weather surge, then, you know, I wonder how it went for you. And this is the crystal day, the 12th day, really is about universalizing our experience and noticing if we shared experiences of the wave spell, or if we had differing experiences, how can we share them with each other now so that we're all brought in to the diversity of how the wave spell played out. But we can't really talk, but know that I'm interested. Okay, so anyway, let's just kind of knock this out. Yesterday was Red Spectral Dragon, and part of what happened, I talked about this last podcast, is that we got our mother back, you know? Maybe we're like Peter Pan, lost children. We'd run off somewhere to play freely without supervision, and then we were taken back into our mother's lap, or the folds of her skirt, in some kind of archaic vision of how people lived, where you just run to your mother and, you know, hide in all the density and layers of her nurturance, and feel protection and enfolded. And then today would be the other parent, the father, white crystal wind. Of course, the crystal is that indication of the wave having broken yesterday and the water settling, but still like this kind of like celebratory foment, residual from all of that growth of a wave to its peak and then crashing down back to sea level. And that's all settling down. And that's where we get the resolution today. And that's where we shout out to each other from the surf, like, what happened for you on your wave ride? Or maybe that's like, it doesn't have to be that dramatic. You can just be going to the post office and run into someone you know, or stand in line by someone you don't know, and everyone's sort of reflecting on the holiday weekend that was, and how the weather's different now, it's winter, or what it's like to eat all that food. I mean, whatever. Or it could be something, you know, more multidimensional than the mundane. But check on a crystal day for who you end up talking to, what you're hearing as their storied experience. And it is a talkative day, white wind. I don't think dads are that talkative, but they're kind of authoritative. at least in our culture. And shall I revisit all my white wind tropes? I will. I'll do that very quickly, like bullet points. So white wind is the tree and the wind that moves it. It's the same word in the Maya, ik. And white wind is the absence of anything that we can see, but has all this power to make what we see, you know, move or bend. And that is a parable about fathers in an indigenous time, ancient time, you know, pre-industrialized, pre-colonized time, or maybe post-colonized, but in olden days, fathers had to go and grow food. Fathers had to go to war. Fathers were busy outside the home all day long and at a far remove, you know, at the edges of the tribal holding, out in pastures, off on journeys, maybe protecting some battlefront. And that means absence. And that's why white wind is a perfect allegory for a father figure, because it's powerful, but often not available the way a mother would be. A mother staying in the nest at the hearth. White wind is also the breath of spirit, meaning that we breathe in that word. I feel like I overuse it. Divinity. I just don't want to say God all the time because it sounds so Christian, and this is not what I mean. We breathe in divinity and we are inspired. Spirit comes into us. We're inspired. And that happens today, that we find again a way to connect to the spirit world and be infused with all the messaging. We communicate what we are imbued with. So we ourselves and those directly in communication with us are going to be imparting what we've been inspired by. Spirit comes into us and we speak spirit through us. We do that. I speak for myself. I will do that today, but so will you, and I will listen to spirit through you. White wind is it anything else besides all that? The shadow energy of white wind, of course, is abandonment and absence that happens at the hand of men, or our masculine side of ourselves. It is also patriarchy. I can't think of another day, really, that would have the shadow energy of patriarchy. I can't think of patriarchy as anything but shadow energy. Like, it's not a light force. So when I talk about patriarchy, I talk about controlling men. I talk thinking about men who ditch you. They leave you and claim their space, but not in a fruitful way. Like, they're reenacting, leaving the home, the hearth, to go out and be somewhere productive, and yet their productivity is either thoughtless, you know, not grounded, not really of service, creating something that's wasteful rather than essential, or they're just gone. They're just gone. They're just doing their own thing. Like, a really icky patriarchal white wind thing would be like, you know, you disappear. I can't even say it. I don't think it's too sacrilegious for the podcast. For a natural time, we don't have to go into the super dark shadow state of Western masculinity. Sorry if I am confusing you. Let's get out of that blue monkey confusion, that blue monkey mind, and let me think of the last things I would say about white wind. Somehow it's topical. I think I'm using this white wind moment to be just expressing how we do suffer in this legacy of ignoring the feminine aspect of divinity, of God, goddess, that's represented by Red Dragon yesterday. Really nice to come back to the warmth of the mother. Today can also be really nice and cooperative, and we can have universal experiences of fatherhood, but we need both. All right, there. That's a fair and balanced way to finish. Just know, because we're going to be moving forward, you have days to come. Monday will be the last day of Blue Monkey. It will be Blue Cosmic Night. And then Tuesday we begin the new wave spell of Yellow Seed, Yellow Magnetic Seed. And don't we also somehow begin December in here? It's all happening. Actually, today is the beginning of December, so welcome to that. Welcome to the final month of the Gregorian year, and a lot of people looking towards final thoughts, reflections. We're finishing a decade in Gregorian time, and a lot of us are going to have to band together. It's nothing wrong with joining some of that reverie, but we're deep in the heart of the natural time year, the Maya Zolk'in, and a lot of us are doing important journey work. I mean, every human being is doing important journey work. I just mean we're following this particular rhythm and we're doing it together. So you get to live in with one foot in each world. And then I wanted to sort of just point out that we'll have Yellow Seed, which, I mean, I don't know if I'm just losing my touch or if there's just some wave spells that I don't know. They just don't like shock you. They don't grab you and shake you, or at least not me the same way. I think that the Yellow Seed wave spell gets kind of like its juice from the portals that we move through that project a bit into the future. And I'll talk much more about that next podcast, but that's what Yellow Seed, the wave spell, means to me, is that it's the second of the two wave spells within the Zolk'in count that have 10 portal days in a row, Red Serpent being the first, famously first. And Yellow Seed itself is just like, well, I mean, maybe it's hard to grasp what the Yellow Seed wave spell means when you are representing plant life, which is brainless. It's completely instinctual and has such deep porous sensitivity, but it's not a big, like, reflective, you know, analytical, endless kind of thought rant. So that is more of that, more of this meditative space that we can hold as we go into the darkness of winter in the Northern Hemisphere. We can be in the darkness while also being in the quality of seed life, of plant life, after being in child life. You know, I didn't at all talk about how the last 13 days or 12 were like a monkey, but that's because I don't really know what it's like to be a monkey other than they seem to be kind of the pre-adult animal, the pre-adult human animal. So please use all my references to childhood as being my best effort at understanding what monkey mind is. Although that's something, you know, here we are on the crystal day. What happened in your Blue Monkey wave spell? Well, a lot of things happened, but yeah, my mind just chattered away for a while. But I don't know if that doesn't happen for me most of the time. Okay, let's imagine that we then anchor in the overtone moon. This is the blue week in the west of the overtone moon, which I think it makes it sort of the most significant. Seems really unfair. I don't think there's room for bias about the four directions. Like, one is the best of others. And just because I am even born in the blue western quadrant of the medicine wheel, it's not nepotism or self-reflection, aggrandizement at all. I just mean it's the boldest in a way because it's the one where we have the transformational moment. There's transformation every day, you know, it's constant. Life is always miraculous and dramatically unfolding, evolving. Like, I'm not suggesting you can't feel that in the other weeks of the moon. Just notice that if you need to point to a time that's going to have more charged emotion and maybe some volatility and introduce qualities of darkness and the dream time, which is less linear and logical, all that is represented in this week that we're in. And I kind of look forward to it when things are a little stagnant, like, okay, we're gonna get to the bottom of this, because the bottom is the bottom of the four directions. The bottom is the south. It's the southern quadrant, the quadrant of the medicine wheel that points down, and we're working our way down to that resolution or base, arrival, landing. Meanwhile, things are, I don't think it's heavy. I think it's just more like kinetic. And that there'll be something that happens in this week that gets results. There'll be something that happens in this week that feels like a soul movement. And it can be like a rupture, or, and not that our soul would rupture and we would be, you know, harmed in some way, but just that kind of a disturbance. You know, in order for something to grow and change, it might be evocative, charged, powerful, shocking, exciting, invigorating, dramatic. Or it could be where you kind of like finally attain the thing that has been elusive, that has been shaky, or maybe your outreach was shaky. You couldn't get that grip, or it was, flitting away from your reach. And then you finally make contact and find out what it feels like, you know, if this is this thing, this goal, this wish, something is realized, meaning it's made real. We discover what it actually experientially is like, rather than just imaginally having a concept. I can hear myself, my dog snoring, and I apologize because we are in rain season. There's a lot of hibernating going along, and they are very close. They're close in proximity to the microphone, but I mean, it's pretty endearing, really. I wonder if that would be a good, like, relaxation CD, dogs snoring, any animals snoring, monkeys. Okay, well, I still have a couple of minutes, and it's exciting. So often nowadays, I'm just running out at the last moment. I am still talking, and the music swells. I didn't really describe overtone one more moment, you know, another time for everyone, and I can. Let's just feel, how can I best empower myself? How can I essentially rise up and meet the sun in this wave formation? You know, I've gotten myself to break even with sea level from being deep down beneath. Now, how can I make it all the way to the sun? That would be the solar planetary axis of our wave spell. What's going to give me that strength? The wave spell I'm referring to is the year-long one. So we're four moons behind us, four moons plus now. This fifth moon is evolving, we're far into it. And so we're looking at, you know, what happens in the Gregorian months of May, April, May, and so on. And we're looking kind of at the long form wave spell. And we need empowerment right now in the month of November, now December, to get us there. And you will find some source material in this time, and particularly this week, it'll crystallize, that shows you what you can do to best empower yourself. And now, because I have hardly any time left, I will say something personal and then let the music take over. So in my blue western week of the overtone moon, as an overtone person, I really found the thing that I need to eliminate to empower myself, and was given an opportunity to experience loss starting in the white mirror wave spell that felt like some heartbreak, but now has shown itself in the last days of Blue Monkey to be, you know, a bit of salvation from doing the same thing over and over again that I learned in childhood. So Blue Monkey, the childhood wave spell, took me back to ancient times of my own incarnation to make some changes. And I would wish something similar for you. I'm Lisa Starr. I am another yourself. And in Mayan, we say, in Lakesh.